The joint statement is really, it's a reflection of work that is, and a commitment that exists now across the UN system. So, you know, we didn't start from scratch. Over the last few years, more and more UN agencies have begun to recognize that lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people are marginalized. They're part of a community that is marginalized, that is excluded, that suffers stigma, violence, discrimination. And in their own programmatic work, they want to reach out to this community and try to develop strategies to address those problems. So the work is going on now across the system, and this statement kind of brings it together and creates a strong expression of commitment from all these agencies to tackle these problems. And I hope it also gives some guidance both to the member states and to UN teams on the ground in country at country level about the way in which this work needs to now unfold.
Tell us a little bit about the evolution of understanding of these issues. For a long time, they've been sort of put into the bucket of human rights issues. But tell us about the evolution, how there's growing awareness of how these issues affect broader work within the UN.
I mean, I think you're right that the consciousness began in the human rights community. These are, after all, human rights violations. Everybody, regardless of who they are or whom they love, have basic rights, the right to life, the right to be free from discrimination, the right to housing and work and so on. And these rights are being violated, and that is in breach of international human rights law. So that is the initial entry point, I think. But what this statement also recognizes is that there's a wider social, economic, and in fact, a development impact of these violations, that, you know, when people get bullied at school and forced out of school and thrown out of home and become homeless and lose out on their education and become jobless and are in poverty and have mental health problems, that all of this weighs on communities, on society, and in the end on the economy. It's a, you know, personal tragedy for the individuals involved, but it's also a huge waste of human talent and creativity and potential for societies. And that I think comes through in this statement.
Now that the statement has been issued, and of course the world is very focused on the Sustainable Development Goals and the new objectives laid out there, how do these two tie together? What is the hope in terms of the synergies between the release of this joint statement and our look ahead to the future development goals?
Well, the issue of how we deal with human rights violations against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex people, it remains controversial among some member states. There's still inevitably differences of views between member states on this. But the great thing about the Sustainable Development Goals is it's very clear and unequivocal. We will leave no one behind. We will reach out to all marginalized communities. It recognizes that development must be inclusive and it must address discrimination. So I think it's very, very relevant in the context of the global goals. And we expect member states to still, in some cases, be resistant, but we want to work with them. And all of these 12 UN agencies who are on the ground doing the work want to work with member states to get over the objections, to get past the obstacles, and to achieve really inclusive development.